Everybody, and welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 92. My name is Chris, and I'm your one-person do-it-all thing for the show. So we are, at the time of this recording, into 2 weeks of having that Patreon page. Any donors who were of the Snowbird level or higher got show 91 2 days before everybody else. So there's a perk for donating at that Snowbird level. I think it's only $10 a month, which for most people is pretty reasonable. I know it's a little bit tighter. Well, we've got, you know, all this COVID stuff going on, but people are starting to go back to work, and hopefully you'll consider making a donation to me to keep the show going on a weekly basis and help me cover all the fun things like internet and electricity and all those other crazy things. So thank you again. That first track up, yeah, we should get to telling you about what the track was, shouldn't we? It was Whaley. And the track was What's It Gonna Take? They are from Toronto, Ontario. Now, when Whaley submitted this to me, they wrote a little blurb about the track. So let me read that to you. I'm excited to share my debut single, What's It Gonna Take, with you today. The song itself was inspired by my love of catchy lyrics and unforgettable melodic hooks. But the lyrics explode explode. Oh boy. The lyrics explore a tough relationship I was dealing with at the time. The writing process allowed me to reflect on the situation I was in. This song is a note to a lover, asking them to grow up and be real. Do they truly want to be there? Ultimately, it is a story of begging's one significant other to be the person and partner that they need them to be. So hopefully you enjoy that, and you can go check out more of Whaley's stuff over on SoundCloud or Spotify. And of course, as always, there will be links to either some social media or webpage or Facebook or something for all of the bands, musicians that I play today, because we like to share the love and make sure that you can find them and indulge in more of their wonderful music, because music is awesome, is it not? So we're going to jump right into the next set of tracks, and then we'll talk a little more. Yeah, sounds like a plan. Enjoy these.
We were living out of basement, sitting on the pavement, working odd jobs just to buy a little time to spend. There's gotta be a better thing coming. Moved up to the city and we hit the ground running. We were just kids and we had big plans. Make a little money, but I haven't seen you around in years. I haven't seen you in years. Am I the only one wondering what went wrong? I was hung up on everything it cost. Or maybe I just didn't want it bad enough. And when I see you at the parties and you're acting like, looking over shoulders for someone to get you closer to it. Yeah, you know I'm happy that you made it somehow. You got a little money, but I don't like what it's done to you. Look what it's done to you. I'm not the only one wondering what went wrong. Pavement, working odd jobs, and it feels like I'm not the only one wondering what went wrong. I was hung up on everything it cost. Well, maybe I just didn't want it bad enough. I'm not the only one wondering what went wrong. I was hung up on everything.
Hey, it's Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada.
Cause I'm the morning maker, the leaves will shake ya. No one's there. just fine. Cause I'm the morning maker, the leaves will shake ya. No one's there for me until tomorrow wakes me. The leaves will shake me. No one's there for me. Cause I'm the morning maker, the leaves will shake me. No one's there for me. Cause I'm the morning maker, the leaves will shake ya.
Well, there you have it, folks. Two more fantastic tracks. Really dig that second track I played there. So let's get you some information about these musicians. Yes, yes, that does sound like a very good plan. Okay, so first we had Zach Pick and his track Ladder to the Sun. Zach is from Vancouver, BC. And this is the second track from his forthcoming record, Pegasus, which was released May 22nd. So yes, as you can tell, still working through some backlog, and we'll get through them all eventually. So he writes that this captures the conflicted feelings of being happy for someone's success, and at the same time, you're grappling with the loss of your own friendship with them. You can watch the video over on YouTube and listen to the song on any of your preferred platforms. I believe he's over on just about all the different formats, so you can find him somewhere. And of course, there will be links in the show notes. And then we had Shade, and the song was Morning Maker, and they are from Hamilton, Ontario. This one came to me through our tour research. Adam was not kind enough to send this my way quite a while back. Did we get some fun info? Yes, these guys are hailing from Ontario, Hamilton, Ontario. Shade's shadowy, razor-sharp, six-string radaciousness, I can't talk today, I'm sorry guys, is an all-consuming beast, bruising with a dark and doomy swagger one moment and pushing skywards with hazy transcendental trips the next. Oh boy, big words, big tongue trippers. It's just one of those days, apparently. So this was their latest single, taken from their Combat Rave album, which officially released on May 1st, 2020. So it's a little bit past the release date. But of course, you can go check them out on all those wonderful social media sites and all that fun stuff. And I, of course, will make links for them. So as I was saying earlier when we were babbling on after the first track, when this show was recorded, we were into week two of having patrons, and we have a new donor. So big shout out to George B. He is our newest donor, and that brings us up to four. It's a great start. Hoping for some more. So if you're a regular listener to the show and you think you can donate a monthly donation, be it $1, $2, $5, $15, $20, whatever it is, you know, skip one coffee a month and make me a little donation to help keep the show on a weekly basis full of fantastic music for you all. That would be fantastic for me and fantastic for you, all the listeners. And you get some perks, whether it just be the shout out on the show or whether I'm going to, you know, send you some early releases, which are being done through the Patreon page. So you do have to log in there to get the early releases. Maybe you'll get some merch as we get stuff available down the road. Maybe you'll get to be part of an interview sometime down the road. We are looking at adding more donor levels as, you know, these other levels fill up, but who knows? Anything is possible, right, folks? So, in the possibilities that are Insomnia Radio Canada, we have more music for you.
Oh, calls to us all the time. Constant distractions comfort us, willful and blind.
What's up? This is Good Shot Scott
Dick
Ajay from Two Crown King, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
On the back of the giant turtle out in space, where the light moves slow, and all the wizards know that unseen university's the place, where the grimoires are alive, maybe you would survive, an ability to run fast is required. The magic's palpable, and death speaks in capitals, in Ankh-Morpork where the river is on fire. A librarian is seen, in robes of octarine, he might have been named Dr. Horace Warble Hat. He used to be a man, now he's an orangutan, and he's refused all efforts to be transformed back.
the only one who can find all the books and spells. And he truly doesn't mind, 'cause he can really climb. He doesn't need a ladder to reach those high up shelves. He's in the band with Lawson, he's a member of the Watch and chief organist at the university. He can travel throughout space, and he can tear off your face. He can unscrew your head using just his feet. Seven librarians.
Rounding up the show, and we're in the last half. Let's see what we had for you there, my friends. So first up, we had Rory Tallon. This one came to me through our tour research again, but this time it was Matt from our tour research that sent it along. So thank you so much, Matt. He sent me, I believe, the whole album to listen to, which was fantastic. There's a lot of great music on this album, so hopefully you guys will go and check it out. Rory Tallon, Willful and Blind was the track. He's currently Ottawa-based, but I believe somewhere I found out he was originally from like the Port Perry area. Anyways, he's got Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Spotify. This was his new album, Drifting. It's about remorse, acknowledgement, mental health, depression, flow, drowning in the pressures of life, frustration with the status quo, loneliness, and love. It's a story of one of someone trying to figure it out, to deal with their issues, to ask for forgiveness of their shortcomings, and to acknowledge what was done and try to move on. So thank you guys for sending this along to me. I decided to play Willful and Blind because it was a little bit different from all the other stuff on the track album. Yeah, everything else in the album. And it was a good track. I liked the... just the way it was, very mellow, and I don't usually play very many mellow songs, so hope you guys enjoyed that. And then we really changed it up with something strange and different. Another track from Kraken Not Stirred. Yes, I've been playing lots of this music on the show lately because, well, it's fun, it's quirky, it's nerdy, it's awesome, and I've known Mike forever, so enjoy. The song I played was Ook, Said the Librarian, and, you know, the usual, he's currently in the GTA area. If you can see this guy live, go for it when we start having live shows again. And if not, you know, hopefully you'll find one of his pages and listen to some more of his music, because he's got a crap ton of it out there. Lots of stuff. So, you know, look forward to more of this stuff on future shows. And if you're a Patreon member, you get the show 2 days early. So go donate. And all the usual business that we need to get out of the way here. If you have been a long-time listener of the show, you know you can reach me, send me feedback, chris@insomniaradio.net. You can also send us info on Twitter, post it on Twitter, retweet our show notes on Twitter, and that's IR_Canada, and you can find us over on Facebook. Again, all of those links for me, the Facebook, the email, and the Twitter, are all on our show note webpage over at Insomnia Radio Canada. And you can also find links there to follow the show on Spotify. We're also on Google Play Music. And we have been on the wonderful, you know, iTunes, but something's going on there and not everybody seems to be able to find it. So I'm looking into that, I promise, so that you iTunes users can find us over there. For some reason, at one point in time, it was only showing up to Canadians. So if you didn't live in Canada, you weren't able to get it through the iTunes store, which is very odd. So I promise I am looking into that. It may take me a few weeks to sort that out because, well, I'm not a heavy iTunes user anymore. I haven't had an iPhone for probably almost a decade now. But, you know, fantastic stuff anyways. So hopefully you're listening to us on whatever preferred platform you want. I know I get notifications, show releases over on the CastBox platform, which is a fantastic podcasting app. Lots of stuff you can listen to over there, lots of different shows, and it will automatically download to your listening device of choice, whether it be your PC, your tablet, or your phone. So lots of things to check out, lots of links on our pages for you to check out, and all that wonderful stuff. And as we are hitting like the 29-minute mark, and I usually try to aim for a 30-minute show, we're going to run a little over today because, well, fantastic tracks that are a little bit longer and all that jazz. We have one more track for you today. One. Yes, saved a good one for last. At least I think I saved a good one for last. Let's see here. I'm just trying to find my notes. This was another one that Matt from Arturo Research sent along to me. And hopefully you guys will enjoy this track because I really did. So when Matt wrote to me, this is what he said about this last track. This last track is Jenny Benet. I hope I got that right. And the track is Intermittent Heart. Now, I couldn't find out exactly where she was in Canada, but I seem to find a lot of references to BC and the West Coast. So I'm going to assume that she's somewhere in BC. But, you know, Matt or Jenny, if you're listening, if you want to correct me on that, I will update the show notes and let everybody know where you're actually from. So Matt writes, an old soul of a child of the 90s, Jenny inherited both the contemplative wonder and the wardrobe of her parents. A fresh and authentic voice, she blends jazz, folk, and rock into sophisticated pop music that both celebrates and laments the dynamics of human relationships and the relationships with oneself and with God. Intermittent Heart is the newest release, the first song recorded for her first forthcoming album, Couch Walker, set for release on July 17th. I think we're a couple days past that, so I'm not too late on this one. So it's only the 20th one I'm recording. So this is a whole album out there that you guys can grab and check out. And of course, you can listen to the track and probably the whole album over on Spotify. And of course, we will be adding it into our Spotify playlist on Insomnia Radio Canada on Spotify. So check that out as well. So thank you everybody for submitting tracks this week. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Please check out the show notes and hopefully you will tune in for the show next week. So until then, ciao.
There is much to cover. Do you have hours to sit and listen? I am told by my heart, intermittent. Recall the ones living. I shy away from merely speaking. Intuition is to be there. sweet, tenderly mistaken, gentle in transgression. He craves real, I am real, I am knowing. He fought the same.